Vessel and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration will partially fund the SNAP food aid program to keep it running during the government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to a pair of judges' rulings, the Department of Agriculture will provide some SNAP benefits after funding ran out over the weekend. It's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive. It's also not immediately known how quickly beneficiaries will see value show up on the debit cards they use to buy groceries. SNAP is the country's largest food program and serves about 1 in 8 Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of two men arrested in connection with a mass stabbing attack that spread fear and panic on a London-bound train a day earlier has been released without charge, and that one person, a heroic member of the railway staff, remains in a life-threatening condition. BBC correspondent Daniel Sanford reports.
It's now emerged that the police have reduced their two suspects down to one. He's the 32-year-old man, British-born, from Peterborough, earlier described as, by police as a black man of British citizenship. And he is now their only suspect being held on suspicion of attempted murder. And the 35-year-old man who was arrested last night, police have said that people in good faith had told them that he was involved in the attack, but they're now satisfied that he's not involved at all.
Authorities say Anthony Williams is charged with 10 counts of attempted murder, one of actual bodily harm, and possession of a bladed article. Israel has returned the bodies of 45 Palestinians, according to the Red Cross. It comes a day after militants returned the remains of 3 Israeli soldiers killed in a Hamas-led attack in October of 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 226 points. This is SRN News. The religious profile of Latinos in the U.S. is changing.
According to the Pew Research Center, 42% of Hispanic Americans are members of the Catholic Church, the largest single group. But that's down sharply from 2010, when 67% identified as Catholics. 17% of Latinos are evangelical Protestants, and 27% describe themselves as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. The latter number is a big jump from 2010, when only 10% of Hispanic people identified in that way. Michael Harrington reporting.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because of the Trump administration's cut to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements per year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Partnerships and mergers topping the headlines. OpenAI has signed a $38 billion deal with Amazon.
The deal was announced just days after OpenAI changed its partnership with Microsoft. OpenAI will access hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA AI chips through Amazon's web services. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A corporate marriage will bring together two companies whose products have been household names in America for many years.
Kimberly Clark, whose brands include Kleenex, Cottonelle, and Huggies, is buying Tylenol maker Kenvue. It's a cash and stock deal worth around $48.7 billion, creating a massive consumer health goods company. Rich Thomason reporting.
Kenvue's products also include Listerine and the Band-Aid brand. On Wall Street at the close, down 226 points. The S&P 500 up by 12. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.